Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Us. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Worried about a barbecue hangover because I just ate a lot. Pulled pork, ribs, burnt ends, coleslaw, some corn. I could go for a banana pudding.
This is going to be interesting.
What?
Listening to Nikki.
Well, we got to get Nikki on the phone first.
Because I can't hear anything.
Oh, yeah. The people here in Kansas City have been very hospitable, but it's me and B in a studio we don't know with a bunch of equipment we don't know how to work. And I don't want to start messing with stuff.
Yeah, because you will break up something.
Right. Like right now we're on the air. So I just don't think I should mess with anything. But now we've got Nikki. B, I will translate for you. I'll do my best if you can't hear.
I'm not.
Nikki, what's going on?
Not much. How are you guys?
We're good. We just ate a boatload of barbecue, but we got plenty left if you want to drive to this radio station in Kansas.
I think I would be asleep at kickoff if I ate that now. But I bet it's delicious. Where'd you get it from?
This is from Joe's, and it's awesome. The ribs are awesome.
I was told Joe's is probably better than all of them, and based off of that taste,
it's good. Did you go out for barbecue last night?
I did not. I caught up with Jay Reed in time, and then I went and transcribed tape because I'm a loser.
as a native North Carolinian, what is your one seed of barbecue, Nikki?
Oh, I actually like Kansas City barbecue over North Carolina barbecue. Am I allowed to say that on the air?
Well, North Carolina just did vinegar stuff on the air.
I know. I don't love the vinegar base.
I love it. No.
Yeah.
Carolina pulled pork is my one seed of one seeds, but I like it
all. You do that well, yeah. But I haven't had barbecue. I stopped eating like red meat and pork a while ago, so I'm like the worst person to ask about this. Man, I sound really lame now. We're just exposing all of my lameness.
Just watching tape and not eating ribs.
Good Lord. It's not lameness.
Different strokes for different folks, Nick. All right, we're talking with our friend Nikki Jabala from The Athletic. Give her a follow at Nikki Jabala, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. We got to get down to business. Let's start with Deron Payne. I think we should get some indication what's happening here. He didn't practice all week. Kind of hard to think he's going to play.
Yeah, that would be it would be tough to play, and it would be tough to lose him. He's been one of their most consistent players on defense, and there haven't been many. But he's been having a really good season. So it'd be really, really tough to miss him on the interior, especially after losing Dorrance Armstrong. I mean, they didn't have that marquee guy on the edge. He was playing really well on the edge. The bulk of their pressure was coming from the inside. So to lose Deron would be really, really tough going against this offense. But that's kind of been the state of the team this year, all these injuries. And now you got to worry about Matt Gay, too. I mean, the special teams had been largely unaffected by these injuries, and now there's a concern there. The odds continue to suck against them.
What happens if Matt Gay can't, I mean, if he can't kick? Who's kicking?
Yeah, so they don't have any kickers on the practice squad that they could elevate. So if they don't go with somebody on the roster, like if they don't just have Press do the kicking, which is not ideal, they could sign somebody, add them to the practice squad, and then elevate them. You know, you could have somebody travel out to KC as a contingency and then sign them. They have until 4 o'clock to do that. They could also keep Matt Gay as questionable and really keep people guessing, and they could wait up until 90 minutes until they have to declare the inactives. So, yeah, an ideal situation to name your kicker, like, you know, 4 hours before kickoff if it comes to that. But it could also be fine.
Right. I think they seem to be playing the it's going to be fine card because mm-hmm. do we know, have they, like, there's some logistics involved in this. If they need a kicker today, like yeah. I don't know where the kickers are. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, that person
they could pay
physically.
They would have a contingency plan, I would imagine, knowing this going in. They don't have a practice squad kicker, so they would have to have a contingency plan. They could pay to fly a guy out to Kansas City, essentially hang around to be contingency. Why they wouldn't just sign him to the practice squad and give him like a week on the P squad is odd, but that may also be an indicator of where they think Matt Gay is and whether he'll be available.
Well, and of him getting hurt, whatever, Saturday, too, right?
Yeah.
Like,
it
kind of just happened.
But right.
When you go into a game as a double-digit underdog, like, you'd like to be as buttoned up as possible, and that is just a weird, like, subplot.
It's like, I mean, we've seen, like, the Gary Gilberts come in at the last minute and try to, you know, play quarterback, which is obviously, I would think, a lot harder. But I don't know that I've ever seen a kicker just kind of be plucked from the street and, you know, like 4 hours before a kickoff. I mean, we've seen a guy come in, you know, like
that
a couple days before,
the
but
Gilbert
4 hours,
thing was also,
my gosh.
That was also the COVID year, which was super weird. There was just so much going on. This is...
Right.
Yeah. All right. So we got Daron Payne questions and we got kicking questions. Talking with our friend Nicky Jabala from The Athletic.
Well, who steps up if Daron can't go? That's the question.
Sheldon Day?
Yeah.
Sheldon has good games when he gets in.
Yeah.
I
mistake Sheldon.
I like Sheldon Day.
Which call them all the time for the same person. They look the same on the field.
Sheldon and who?
And Newton.
Well, Newton cut his hair now, though.
Oh, but still, their body type is the same to me.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Listen, they're double-digit dogs for a reason. They got annihilated last week in Dallas for a reason. How does we asked this question on the phones earlier. How does Washington get a win tonight?
Yeah, I mean, you can only do so much that contains Pat Mahomes. I think you got to sort of pick your poison on this one. They do have more weapons, obviously, more receivers than they've had in the past. But I just feel like the defense has to be more consistent. If they're going to miss tackles and give up these explosives, I mean, they're going to be dead in the first quarter. It's been like that even against, you know, not so great offenses. I think, again, this game will come down to the defense. And then if the offense can avoid turning the ball over, that'd be great. Then they might have a chance. But it's going to be tough. It's really going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at the D-line now, right? Mm-hmm. Jalen Holmes, Jacob Martin, Preston Smith, Eddie Goldman, Javon Kinlaw, Johnny Newton. We know that's full go. And then Payne's a question. They've just been wrecked with injuries. One thing Brian and I have talked a lot about is just the lack of blitzing, the lack of forcing pressure or attempting to even. I mean, they're just running 4 D linemen close to 3/4 of the time. I think the numbers are about 70%. Do you?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the blitz rate is fairly similar to last season. But, I mean, when you lose, you know, 3 starting defensive ends, you don't know about Daron now this game. I mean, they've been creating the pressure, but then they give up these explosives. And then, you know, it's just been a mess. And they can't control the game. They can't control the tempo on offense because they don't have that steady run game. And they don't have the steady run game because they're often playing from behind. So it's like a vicious cycle. It just, you know, one thing affects the other. It all works together. So, it's been sort of a real problem, that the consistency on defense, though, has been my biggest issue. And the fact that they didn't sign sort of a marquee edge rusher, I mean, Malin Miller may be a big name, but we know he knows he's nearing the end of his career. You know, he's actually generated quite a bit number of pressures, but he's not the impact guy that he was before, and he's not on the field long enough to be that impact guy. And then on the second level, you know, Bobby Wagner isn't the same impact guy that he was before. I mean, he's still racking up tackles, but it's, you know, he's not the same player that he was before. So,
for sure.
It's been a problem.
Do you think, so Dan Quinn, when he talked to us on Wednesday, I think, or Thursday, whatever it was, said, everybody's just got a little bit better. Don't expect wholesale changes to the scheme or personnel. Then Joe Witt talks the next day and is like, yeah, we got to get Jordan McGee out there. We got to get Kay Medrano active. Do you think this
does any of this shock you?
Yeah, no.
Like at this point?
No.
He'll let you know Friday on how it's going to go.
right. DQ really doesn't provide much information. Like, I think he's genuine in what he says, but he's not going to give you much. Witt and Cliff have been far more forthcoming with opinions. How much different personnel do you think we actually see tonight on the field? Not just on the active roster, but on the field.
I think we could see a change or two on the back end of the defense, for sure. Like, I mean, the one I'm kind of looking at is safety. You know, it could be Marshawn at corner. Do they make a change there, move Mikey to the outside and have Jonathan Jones inside? Sure, maybe. I kind of wonder if they give Darnell Savage more time at safety and maybe use Reese less. I mean, Reese is their special teams ace. I don't know that he's their starting safety or the guy they want back there. If not, they probably wouldn't have signed Darnell, right? So that's the one I'm kind of looking at. I mean, he hasn't been perfect, but he's made some good plays back there. As far as scheme stuff, like they said, they've tried to simplify the defense and sort of remove some of those layers of, you know, if this happens in that, but if that happens in that, which I feel like every pro defense has at this point, and I'm a little surprised they have to do that with such a veteran group. But if that helps them play faster and think less, great.
What do you think will be the impact? Getting Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel back is a big deal. What do you think their impact will be?
I think it's huge. I mean, if you can stretch the field, if you have two guys that defenses have to account for, it helps everybody on the field. It helps the others get open too. You know, if you can just simply play man against the receivers, I mean, there's never going to be anybody open. It makes it very hard. And then they can load the box and put another guy on Mariota and try to stop the run. So that's what's been tough lately is, you know, that's what defenses have been doing while Terry and, you know, Noah Brown have been out. And then, of course, last game with Deebo out as well. So to have two of those guys back is big.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The strength of this team seemed to have been the offense. I mean, the running game. Will Debo and Terry help that out? Because, as you stated, they can't just crowd the box anymore.
Right. It should. I think you need it. If they're not playing from behind, they should be able to establish a run. They should commit to it fully, you know. I think that's been another big loss for them, too, is, you know, they don't – I think losing Austin Ekeler and losing Will Harris have been the two biggest losses for them with the injuries. Yeah. I thought, you know, they didn't come in with Chin, who I thought was pretty good last season. They bring in Will Harris, who had a really good start this season, then he gets hurt. Then they're having all these issues on the back end. Austin Ekeler, you know, he probably didn't anticipate being, you know, the future back at this point in his career, but he was having a really good start to this season. And he's so versatile that he's, you have to account for him. And they don't have that now. I think Ja'Cory Cross-Gamarra or Bill could maybe develop into that, but he hasn't been that. And so without that consistent run game outside of the quarterback, it makes it easy on defenses to just load it up and then play man on the receivers. So I think Terry and Debo back in the field helps tremendously. Even if they don't individually put up big numbers, it helps hugely just to have them on the field.
I agree. I love how Brian Schottenheimer last week with the Cowboys tried to act like it was like, yeah, you know, we dug deep into the analytics and determined we could play man on the outside against Washington.
Yeah.
The analytics
or
were
looked at the roster.
Yeah, they had four active wide receivers, and two of them are 30-year-old journeymen. Like, it wasn't analytics, dude. I do think that can make a huge difference tonight, having Terry out there, having Debo out there.
Yeah.
You and I were standing there, and we talked a little after Terry spoke with us on Friday. How frustrated is that guy, man? It just seems like everything has been a dead end for, like, the last 5-6 months, going back to – whenever the holdout started, May or June. I imagine that dude just wants to go for like 175 and two touchdowns and tell everybody to shut up.
I would think so. It's been a very strange year for him. I mean, you go from the highs of, I think about the game in Detroit, you know, you think about how excited everybody was then coming off one of the biggest wins and probably this century for the franchise, and
Totally. Then
you go into the off season thinking, you know, you're gonna have contract talks, they go sour quickly, it turns all kinds of weird. He comes back to less than 2 weeks before the opener, has to ramp up, and then you have two quick games. I asked him, I was like, did you go into the season, you know, with any concern about an early season injury in the back of your mind, just knowing the data on that, right? He said no. He said he felt really good. He said the thing that he believes really affected him was having two quick games, you know, having that the opener on Sunday and then having the Thursday night game in Green Bay, and having those back-to-back after less than 2 weeks of a ramp-up is tough. It's really tough. And now he's kind of going to do it again. You know, he's got a Monday night game, and it's not as quick as a Thursday night, but, you know, it's a short week after this, obviously, when you go to Sunday night. So it'll be interesting these next few weeks. Hopefully he can hold up and, the quad injury doesn't pop up again.
Totally. What did you – last thing for me, Nikki. Yesterday's – I saw Fortier's video – that yesterday's the worst, like, compelling anyway, like, just no close games on an NFL Sunday in decades. What did you make of yesterday's slate? The slate I thought kind of sucked going in.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest slate. I always push back on, like, it was the worst because they weren't close games. I mean, I don't know. I mainly just wanted to make fun of him for not wearing a clip. Like wearing the mic on his sweatshirt. Like, I didn't actually watch the video.
There were some compelling games, though, man. Dallas getting their ass kicked was great.
Yeah. Watching
the Texans beat the 49ers, that was a damn good game. Yeah.
I bet on both of those.
You just seen the Ravens beat the Bears.
What did you make of the Ravens beating the Bears like that?
I was honestly shocked. I mean, you look at what the Ravens are working with these days. You think this team has been hit with injuries? I mean, they're not. I was shocked. I did not expect that. I was happy for Aaron Glenn and Justin Fields. He opened up a little bit afterward about the week it's been for him, given Woody Johnson's comments at league meetings. That was cool to see.
Yeah.
But they're still the Jets.
They're still the Jets. How bad are the Bengals, dude, to lose to the Jets?
Oh, my gosh. I know.
All right, Nikki, we will see you this evening at Arrowhead. Look forward to it.
All right, Nick, be cool.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you for your time. It's B. Mitch and Finley. We're going to make some official predictions about this ball game tonight. Maybe we run through some props, see where we think things land. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian and Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
B, I'm staying at another cheap hotel, and I'm staying in another cheap hotel room. I wish I had a Rood system. It was hot in there, just kind of ugly and stuffy. Not a great way to sleep. The Rood system I have at my house is perfect. When you control the humidity, you control the comfortability, and Rood does it all. Plus, you can save a ton of money, man. If you could qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032, check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Seems like you need to get Rood to book your travel. Stop booking it yourself.
Yo, Rood, Jimbo, start booking my travel.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.